This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Christmas is often described as a magical, warm time of year, but for anyone dealing with grief, especially young people, it can be the most painful season of all. And this week, that grief feels particularly heavy across the country after the tragic car accident in County Louth this weekend, where five young people in their early 20s lost their lives. Many families and friends and entire communities are trying to make sense of that unimaginable loss. And at times like this, support becomes crucial. So I'm joined by Rob from Macara Counselling, who works closely with young people navigating grief and trauma and emotional overwhelm as well. Rob, thanks so much for joining us on the show, especially at such a difficult time. For anybody who hasn't come across Macara Counselling before, can you share a little bit about the work you do, particularly around supporting young people through grief?
First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Valerie. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today and share a little bit about Macara Counselling and my journey. So my name is Rob Sheridan and I'm a therapist and mental health social enterprise founder in Dublin. And I've been working in counselling centres across Dublin City since about 2017. So in 2022, I founded Macara Counselling with the one goal of really making therapy more affordable and accessible to people who need it. So most of the people that I work with are younger people, usually people who have just finished secondary school or are just starting college or are in the early years of their professional career. And, you know, I typically would support them through stress management, anxiety, low mood, depression, grief, and the big life transitions that really come with becoming an adult.
After a tragedy like what's happened in Louth over the weekend, as we know, grief isn't just personal. It can be something that happens in a community. It's communal. What can communities and friends and schools do to support young people who are grieving together?
Sure, yeah. And I suppose what happened in Louth over the weekend was absolutely devastating. And I, first of all, want to offer my deepest condolences to the family and friends of those affected and to the general wider community. News like this shakes the entire country. And I suppose really for community supporting young people right now, the first thing to do would be create, you know, safe spaces for people to talk. This could be in schools or youth clubs or the community centres, anywhere that allows young people to sit together, share how they're feeling, or simply just be around each other without pressure is important. It's really important to also acknowledge the loss openly as well. So avoiding the topic, generally speaking, can make young people feel even more alone at times. So honest, compassionate conversations really help them realise what they're feeling is valid and completely understandable.
When it comes to grief in general, as someone yourself who deals with people that are, who are facing grief all year round, what advice do you give to a young person who's facing grief, possibly for the first time, and as well as that, around this time of the year, someone who's facing Christmas without someone that they love?
Yeah, so the first thing I would always say to people is there's no right way to feel grief. You might be sad, you might be angry, you might feel numb or just completely confused. And all of that is normal. You don't have to force yourself, particularly if it's your first Christmas, to be festive. You know, if Christmas does feel different this year, it's okay to keep things simple or quiet. Talking about the person you miss can be really, really helpful. It can be it with a professional or with a friend. Sometimes reminding yourself of some of the happier times can be quite healing. It's also important to, I would suppose, to lean on that one safe person if you can. So if there's somebody in your life that you can trust, somebody you can text or step outside with when the feelings get heavy, it's really important to kind of lean on them.
If we look at grief in general, why does grief often feel so much worse than at Christmas, even if it's not something that you would consider happened in the last couple of months? You know, why is it even more difficult to manage it during the festive season?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And it really boils down to the intensity of Christmas itself. There's a huge expectation to be happy and festive around Christmas. Everywhere you look, the messages that are being kind of given to us is this is the time to celebrate. So if you're already hurting, it can make the sadness or feelings just feel more out of place. So it's really just, you know, an incredibly intense time. And with the added negative emotions that you may be feeling on top of it, it can make it just feel a little bit more intense.
When someone is feeling overwhelmed, whether that is grief or if it is panic or if it's emotional overload in general, what are some simple grounding techniques and coping strategies that people could implement for themselves?
Yeah, so if I was to pick three, so there's a number of them out there, but if I was to pick the three that I have found to be the most effective with my client base, the first is a breathing technique, and it's called box breathing. So this is, you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, and then exhale for 4 seconds. This box breathing technique, when repeated, it can slow down. It just slows the system down and brings your mind back into your body. The second one would be something called the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. So it's just 5-4-3-2-1. And the idea behind this is you name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. And it really pulls you out of that overwhelm and back into the present. And the final one, and probably my favorite one from a personal perspective, would be is the cold water reset. So this is just simply splashing the coldest water you can find in your face and hands in the moment, or holding something cold like ice cubes. It just interrupts the stress response instantly and allows you to come back to the here and now.
I know you've created the Anam VR Wellness app as well to help young people process emotions. What inspired that project, and how does it support someone who's struggling with grief in particular?
Yeah, so my co-founder and I actually met while working in a previous job. And one day we were talking about what we had done in college. And I was explaining to him that I was a therapist and he is a game developer. And it turns out we had wrote our thesis on the exact same topic, which is virtual reality therapy. And it was a real light bulb moment for us. So with his background in game design and mine as a therapist, we wanted to create something that was genuinely engaging, that was gamified and helpful. Something that people would actually want to use rather than just to be another app in your phone. So we created Anam VR, and Anam VR is now available on smartphones, and it offers a wide range of tools from mindfulness sessions, lessons on how to use cognitive behavioral therapy in everyday life, therapeutic exercises, mood logs. We have built-in data insights to it as well to allow people to track their mood over time and compare it against previous times. And then, of course, the virtual reality element is in there as well, where we have used the mobile phone and low-cost VR headsets to be able to allow people to immerse themselves into places of solace when they want to. So in a way, it's just like having a small mental health toolkit in your pocket.
I know there's a free version of it available at the minute. Where can people find that if they are interested in giving a go?
Yeah, so the part of our mission at Anam VR is to always provide a free version of the app, so to make it accessible for anyone who needs it. So it's intended as a self-help tool as well, just to let you know. So it's not an actual substitute for professional therapy, however. So it is available on both the Google Play and iOS app stores. So if you search Anam VR, which is A-N-A-M-V-R, or visit our website, anamvr.com, you should be able to download it immediately to your phone.
It's certainly becoming more and more prevalent that we're able to get apps like this as well. So it's certainly really useful. And I know this evening we've chatted a lot about grieving, Rob. And before I let you go, if there is anybody listening this evening who could be going through the throes of grief, perhaps it's new grief or perhaps it is something that has been with them for a very long time, what message of compassion or hope would you want to give them today and let them hear?
If you are grieving today, I want you to hear this clearly. So you don't have to rush, you don't have to be strong, and you don't have to pretend you're fine. Take it 1 hour at a time, lean into the people who care about you, and remember that you're not carrying this alone. There will be a day in the future where the pain does soften, and even if you can't imagine that today, it will happen.
Rob, thank you so much for those really kind words and for joining us this evening. Rob Sheridan there from Macara Counselling on iRadio's Group Chat.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.